SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Wednesday as we continue along on SB Nation AM. So let's feel good by getting the good this morning.
Well, you know, the good of the day is actually a public service announcement.
Oh, very good. I like these.
Yeah, public service announcement. Just a friendly reminder from your favorite morning show that it is officially Girl Scout cookie season.
Oh, that's right. It is. Yes. All your New Year's resolutions are going down the toilet because of Samoas. And Thin Mints.
Well, that, and they introduced a new cookie this year, which I'm a little nervous about.
Which is what?
It's a lemon called Lemon Ups.
Oh, no kidding.
So it's like a...
That sounds delicious.
It's like a lemon shortbread cookie with a lemon-flavored icing.
Wow, very nice, Girl Scouts.
So a light, refreshing cookie, if you will.
Why did they get rid of the chocolate chip cookies? They had those for a long time, and then they got rid of them.
I don't even remember those.
No, I like the toffee cookies. There's one with toffee in them. I love those. I always want to support the Girl Scouts by buying a bunch of cookie boxes.
Yeah, you're doing your civic duty.
Stop buying cookie boxes.
And if you're doing that, can that be considered a tax write-off?
Why not, right?
Because you're donating.
The amount of money I'm spending. You know what's going to happen. There's always going to be a story. It happens every year. There's always going to be the story of the Girl Scout that sets up right outside the marijuana place and just sells all the cookies.
The time.
Happens every year, doesn't
there's
it?
There's a lot more now to choose from.
Now you got more states to include that story in.
Used to just be one place. Now you have several.
Right now, you know, it's legal to sell marijuana here in Colorado, but that's not the only thing they're selling. Girl Scout Troop 485 set up shop just outside. And just little girls just like, get your cookies here. And everybody goes in there, comes back out, buys 8 boxes and leaves. She sold out in 25 minutes, which is a record, apparently, by the Girl Scouts of America. Your mom's lugging old big old wagons full of boxes. Yep. People are like, I'll just take the wagon.
Can't
put the wagon right in the back, right in the car.
Can't keep the supply up enough.
Can't keep, exactly. Exactly. There's a story like that every single year.
I'm waiting for the story outside. Well, it will never happen outside of a medical or a marijuana dispensary because no one's ever, you're never agitated.
True.
So I was going to say, like, you know, if there was a fight over the cookie, like somebody could grab the last box of Thin Mints.
They'd be like, you want to just share that? Yeah, let's share that.
Yeah, let's share that, man.
Share that cookie box.
Just go sit over there.
It's awesome.
Around the corner.
Yep. I love it. I love Girl Scout cookies. They're delicious.
Yep. So just a friendly reminder.
Yep. There you go.
Girl Scout cookie season is here.
So now let's get to the bad.
The bad, you know, we're going to stick with the marijuana.
Okay, very good. I'm glad I was able to transition that smoothly.
It was almost as if you didn't know.
Yes.
This is a potentially bad.
Okay.
Okay. If this does not get approved, this would be bad. The Ohio Medical Board has been presented a request, a petition, if you will, that a valid reason for medical marijuana usage is being a Bengals or Browns fan.
Oh, they did really? Okay.
I think the Ohio Medical Board shouldn't even think twice about this.
They should just dump it right. Yeah, absolutely.
They should, right?
Right. Why not?
You know, Bengals fan.
They know.
Bengals fan, you know, you've had some success in the past. You can't win a game in the playoffs. We know that. Right? Browns fan, on the other hand, you have a whole slew of reasons to just be, you know, stoned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because, remember, we went into the season, Browns fan was going to the Super Bowl.
That's right. They finally turned things around.
Or maybe they're not going to the Super Bowl, but they're making a deep playoff run. And then you have a season like you had this year. Yeah, they should be allowed to. I mean, that's medical marijuana usage is for anxiety. I can't think of any more higher anxiety than being a Browns or Bengals fan.
I know we repeat this, but it's worth saying again. When the Browns got back into the league in 1999, they have not won a playoff game in 20 seasons.
Yeah.
Now, if you had gone back when the Browns had no team and said, we're going to give you a team again, yay. But the caveat is they don't get any playoff wins for 20 seasons. People would have been like, we'll get one or two. We may not win the Super Bowl, but we'll go a few times, right? Aren't you the league where you're supposed to be able to turn it around quickly? Supposed to be giving us all the tools to get better? There's no way we'll be completely inept for 20 years. That doesn't sound right at all. We'll have, you know, expansion teams will go to Super Bowls. No, not us. That's got to be awful. You're right. They should absolutely understand the plight of Bengals. And the Bengals haven't won a playoff game in forever either.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, early 90s.
They've gone a bunch of times.
They've gone a few times. So I know the Steelers beat Carson Palmer one year when they rolled on his ankle.
Which, by the way, I think was probably one of the reasons why Jerry Jones, he probably invited Marvin Lewis in just to see what he had to say, but was never going to hire him because he's like, hey, man, we just got rid of a guy who won at least two playoff games.
That's right. Yeah, you, on the other hand, never did.
Never.
So, well, we appreciate the insight, and we appreciate you coming in and help yourself to some coffee on the way out. We don't really need a guy who's never won a playoff game. That's exactly not the problem here. The problem here is we don't go far enough into the playoffs, which seems to be a struggle for you even to get into the postseason and win a game.
In fact, so, I mean, I would go as far as saying the Ohio Medical Board should have free pot Sundays.
I think so, too.
Just start handing them out.
Like where they should go because it does not sound very promising.
Hand them out with a box of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. God. Joe Burrow, baby, in Cincinnati. Hey, can't wait. Can't wait. Meanwhile, Cleveland is still kind of up in the air. They don't even have a head coach today.
I know. I saw one rumor that was like, you know, a good place, a good quarterback change for the Browns would be Tom Brady.
Oh, like, yeah, sure.
Why would he want to go there?
Oh, my God. No way.
And would you really want to have Baker following you up?
Oh,
but they were saying, you know, Brady to Browns because if Josh McDaniels was to go to the Browns, it'd be a good fit for Brady. And he has two weapons.
These are hysterical connections.
But he doesn't have his wide receivers coach anymore. So yeah, that's a big deal.
That's right. That is a big deal. You know, that may be the feather in the cap now of the decision to leave the Patriots.
Exactly.
Is that they lost Joe Judge. It's like Brady's like, if I don't have Joe Judge guiding my wide receivers, I got nobody.
What do I have?
What do I have? I got nothing. So nobody can do the job he did. My God. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, LSU is not canceling classes for the national championship.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, no. They need to do this.
They're not canceling classes
the next day, right?
No, for Monday or Tuesday. I'm specifically pointing out that Clemson's not canceling classes either. But I'm specifically pointing out LSU not canceling classes because isn't Baton Rouge like an hour away from New Orleans?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty, it is. I don't know the exact distance, but they need to.
It's close enough.
Close enough. Now, cancel classes. Just cancel classes. It's fine.
Just do it. It's okay.
It's fine. No one's going to go crazy. No one's going to lose it. Cancel classes. It's close. A lot of students are going to go there. And here's the other thing. A lot of students will go there even if they don't have a ticket, right? They'll just go to be around the city. If they win, they'll just be around. They'll watch it somewhere. Maybe they'll be in a bar in New Orleans.
Exactly.
Maybe they'll watch it outdoors.
Or they're just going to tailgate.
Whatever it is they're going to do. They may go without a ticket. You see this at the Final Four a lot, too, where students will go to the Final Four, but they don't have a ticket to the game, but they don't care. They'll just find a local bar to watch it because everybody is there.
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah, okay, an hour and a half, 90
right.
minutes.
But that's when the semester starts, I guess, next week.
Yeah.
So, but here's some food for thought. In 2018, Georgia played Alabama in the national semifinals in nearby Atlanta, and Georgia's school administrators asked professors to incorporate flexibility into their lesson plans.
Yes.
Maybe go that route. Go like
do that.
You know what? Because, I mean, okay, listen, you're not going to cancel classes. I'm guaranteeing there's a professor or two there going, I really don't want to be here either.
Right, sure. And there might be even professors that are like, well, I don't even care about the football team, but I really would love to.
A lot of professors, like, you know,
right?
Nerds.
Yeah, just like, I don't care about this stupid thing.
Oh, we have a football team? Didn't know that. Study this calculus.
People complaining that Ed Orgeron's making millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, why does he get
I'm
an
driving
office?
My jalopy to school.
Why does he get an office with an elevator? I had to climb the stairs in this old building, this old history building. Right? I mean, just, oh, goodness gracious.
You can't even understand what he's saying, what he's asking for.
Oh, God. That must be so much
fun.
Yeah,
I mean, you should cancel classes.
Come on, LSU.
LSU, it's an hour and a half away. You're not going to have this scenario again.
Yeah, and like I said, either if you're not going to allow some leeway, but you know, let the students have a good time with this.
Exactly.
It's been a long season. It's going to might get a title out of the deal. It's in New Orleans, for crying out loud.
I think that's the main thing. I mean, if it was in Pasadena, this article goes on to say University of Alabama canceled classes for 3 days in 2009.
Yeah, that's true. That was in Pasadena when they went all the way out there to play Texas.
They all travel out there.
That's right. Everybody was going out there,
but
all in the caravans.
But is this a situation? I mean, if it was, say, it was played at Levi Stadium or, you know, pick your state, in Miami. I would think, you know, this, yeah, you should cancel classes. You know, cancel classes Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? If you win and it's a late, late game, are professors expecting you to be there on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't be either. Like, if I had an 8 o'clock class, I'd be like, I gotta skip it. I'm in New Orleans for crying out loud. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What do you think? I'm going to drive home and get my book bag and go
to
class?
And my team just won?
Yeah, I'm not
or
doing this.
Or for me, it might be one of those situations like, yeah, I'm going to class.
Yeah, no doubt.
Going to take some notes.
No doubt. So, no, I agree. Cancel class. Do the right thing. Enjoy it. Enjoy the time. This is rare. My God, these are rare moments when your team wins a national championship in
Clemson,
a major sport.
Clemson not canceling classes, that makes all the sense in the world.
Sure.
They're there every single year. If you started that, I mean, you know, might as well just move the whole semester back.
Dabble's like, we don't cancel classes because the expectation is when you come to Clemson that you'll have these problems every January. So it's just part of the deal when you come to Clemson. We're going to be in these games, so you got to put it into your schedule and put it into your itinerary. Make it happen. Just write it in. Pencil it in. The ACC stinks. Everybody hates us.
Yep.
So there you go.
Winter classes, that should be line one in your
That's
syllabus.
That's right. Exactly. Line one in the syllabus should be opening class after Clemson wins the title. That's the way it should be. That's the way you should look at it. Open it up. Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
Although unlikely, if we do lose the title game,
that's right.
It's a day of mourning.
It's right. It's a day of mourning. Very unlikely. We don't even think about it. But just in case,
it's only happened once.
Precautionary measure, but unlikely. Yeah, we'll see. That'll be fun. I can't wait for that game. I think it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah,
so much.
I might cancel class for myself.
I know. Oh,
you know, I'm sorry. Fun. You know, that Tuesday, all you great fans of ours, you might not have us.
Yeah, maybe not.
Just putting that word out there.
I might be sitting at this microphone dozing off because it probably won't get over until after midnight.
At least we hope it doesn't get over until after midnight.
God, that's going to be so great.
You know it was fantastic. You know what? It would just rally. Just don't even sleep.
Yeah. Well, remember last year it was a blowout and we came back the next day and we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What did we just watch?
Well, that's when we discovered and we learned through sources, Tony, that Trevor Lawrence was actually created in a lab.
That's right. That's when we figured out that he must have been created in a laboratory.
Yeah. No, sources told us. We didn't figure it out. Sources told us.
This is going to be great. I can't wait for Monday night.
It's going to be such a good quarterback battle. God.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Wednesday on SB Nation AM. Coming up next, a anniversary I would like to forget. Next, SB Nation AM.